No. The purpose of Mashiach Kloli in general is to tie together a lot of different inyanim and to give you various overlapping concepts to tie a whole thing together. We spend the year learning all sorts of different inyanim of Shomrim. Let's begin by looking at the Gemara Membezim at base. Tying it together, hopefully we'll get it with Dvar and Ashoa. Ahu apotropa, it was an apotropos, the Yisasmi. Now, this apotropos of Yisomim had money that belonged to the Yisomim. He wanted to invest it. Dozovan luhu turo liyasmi. He bought a cow for the Yisomim. Now, obviously, as Rimi Gash points out, his business was not holding on to cows. His business was being an apotropos, whatever his business was. So he gave it over to a bakra. Bakra is a cattle keeper, cattle herder. Lo have kichi v'shini. He didn't have gums and didn't have teeth. So kundit, mech umes, and starved to death. Omer Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma said, "Eichin da'in elahaydin. How are we going to judge this din? Name of the apotropos Zilshlin. Tell the apotropos to pay. Omer, he'll say, 'Ana labarkim asatiya. I did my job. I invested buying this cow. Apparently, it was a good investment.'" And I gave it to someone to take care of the cow, because I'm not a kid. Namely, the bakr, Zilshlim, tell the cattle keeper. Omar, he said, what did he say? He said, I had 50 cows. I added this to my 50 cows, and I took care of it like I took care of my 50 cows. I gave them all food. I didn't check every individual cow. Or it says, no. He's not a shomachinim, he's a shomachinim. And we learn in the Gimel and the Gemara, that's a Gimel Amid Beis. Very important fact about a shomachinim. That a Shomer Socher cannot take care only of the group. He has to take care of each individual. Barad Sabuloi, where it's at a Gimel Amid Beis, says, we saw that too. Havikoi ma v'chiyusa agamra denarishtim. There was a river, a stream, whatever, and he was taking a whole herd of sheep across. One pushed the other and it fell into the water. Went to a pop and says, "Well, I should have done." No, once you're a Shomer Socher, you don't take care of only of the group, you take care of each individual part of the group. So therefore, this cattle herder, cattle keeper, whatever he was, said, "I took care of it as part of the group." And said, "No, you're a Shomer Socher. You have to worry about each individual part of the group. So therefore, you're a posher." Okay. He asked to see. Now, who was he a Shomer of? He was a Shomer of the Yisomer. He asked to check. So, the lack of Seder Yatsi is no loss to the Yisom. Why? Dishkachinu, they found Lamar de Tura, the owner of the original one who sold it to the apotropos, Vishokal Yatsi Zuzimine. And they got their money back because of Mekach Toz. The moment they got their money back, it was a Mekach Toz. So that means the Yosomim, what does the Mekach Tos mean? That the whole Mekach was Batal Mafreya. It was never such a Mekach. Once it was never such a Mekach. So it turns out that the Bakra was watching the cow of the original owner. The original owner was a poshe, and the fact that he gave it over to people without telling them it was missing teeth and gums. The man katoin, Mori Jeturi katoin. So who's asking for money back? The owner of the ox? Whether he should have told him. No, with Mekach Tosaf. Besafsura. No, what is it? There was an original owner. And he wanted to get rid of his cow. And he found a middleman who was a middleman arranging buyers and sellers, an agent. And he just said, okay, you want to sell, you want to buy, I'll arrange it. So he didn't really have to check the cow. Hilkoch mishtabi ihu lo havayoda. Therefore, the safsura, this middle person, takes a shvua that he didn't know, and he didn't, that means this the original owner, it could be the safsura, the person between never had his hands on the cow, he was just arranging a sale between buyer and seller, that he didn't know, and because would he have known, so then he'd be liable. But it means he arranged the sale, the seller sold it to the safsura, who sold it to the apotropos, to the Yosomim. He said, "Umeshalm bakra, and the bakra plays the mebosa b'sol." So the safsura has to swear to the bakra. So now we have a situation of the safsura against the bakra. Either if the safsura knew about it, so the safsura had to was a poshea. Safsura didn't know about it, so the bakra was a poshea. So the safsura takes the shvua. He didn't know about it, and the bakra pays the yosomim. Comes in Rashi. Tmiani. Why is there din Torah at all between the safsura and the bakra? The bakra never met the safsura in his life, says Rashi. Ma la safsura im harova, lo shomachinim shalo, not a shomachinim shalo. V'nira li masni. So now there's a background halacha you have to realize. Let's say I sell you a clothes bag. You come to my fruit store. Say, I want 5 pounds of apples. Okay. I give you a clothes bag, 5 pounds of apples. You pay for the 5 pounds of apples. You come home. You open the bag. It's oranges. You don't want oranges. You want apples. So it's a Mekach Tos. So you have a right. So you're in a position where you have a right to say, I'm not interested in this whole thing. And I'm giving the apples back to the fruit store. No problem. What is the status of the apples in between? The person who bought the apples can't say, well, no, I'll give it back in 3 weeks. In the meantime, I'll do who knows with it. No. In the meantime, he's a shomer. Every Mekach Tos, he has the right to undo the Mekach. That's his choice. He can say, no, I'll keep the oranges. But it's his right to undo the Mekach. The moment he has the right to undo the Mekach, so he becomes a shomer, has to take care of it until he gives it back to the original person who sold it to him. So, the moment the apotropos of the Yosomim acting on behalf of the Yosomim declares Mekach Tos, so the apotropos of the Yosomim are shomer for the apotropos, and they are shomer, could be shomachinim, shomasoch, whatever their status is, will give it over to the bakra, who's a shomasoch. So now you have a case of shomer, shomasoch, shomer. Rashi says, the hasoches haporo l'chaveiro, shilu yach, umesu kadarka. Gomer Rabbi Yossi yach saporo l'bailim. We learn the Mishnah. Lamer heim abay, still came now, we said, halachak Rabbi Yossi. Amaf bishin abailim, umbali dvarm shal shoal. The mafke gave it to the shoche, who gave it to the shoal. And the mafke never saw the shoal in his life. Hasochesh who lo baldvarm, the socher is the one who deals with him. Let's see how Rashi understands shomer shemasa l'shomer. And hasochesh who lo baldvarm ainu chosaklo. He says he's not missing anything. Ainu chosak because he doesn't have to pay the owner. Sharei potabans, afil hochi, still says Rashi, hovi yeshlo dina la shoel ligvos. But, is halocha kates and halos eschora b'parotza shel chavero. So, he has a right to say, listen, my dear, the Bailam have a right to say, listen, you were my shomer. Yad shomer ki yad Bailam. So when you rented it out to the shoel, you weren't doing it on your own behalf. You were doing it on behalf of me. Because if you had shomer, you had bailim. You know, I'm doing have bailim, have you shown him a come over government our shoel. Now, so how does Rashi understand the machlokas between here, shomer, shemosel, shomer? Hasocha poro mechavegu, vishuliach, umesu kadarka. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? So the first, the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan say that the Socher has the right to act independently. The moment he has the right to act independently, so he is the Mashil, and he's an independent person. So, of course, the Gemara asks, Amale Ravidi Barovin Leabaye. Ravidi Barovin said to Abaye, Michte Socha Bamakonile. At what point? Wait a second, says Ravidi Barovin. There's a halacha that the Shomer represents the Bailam. At what point did he have a right to act independently? Bamakonile. He's not Kona anything. We know that from the first Mishnah Mafkin all the way back in Elul. So what does it mean, Michael? When does he get the right to be independent? The Haipara. He says, B'shvua, at the time he took a shvua. So I didn't want a shvua. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he never gets the right to act independent. It's up to the mafkid to decide he's independent or he's not independent. If it's to the benefit of the owner, the socher is independent, he's independent. But if it's the benefit of the owner that he represents him, he represents him. That says Rashi. He says, Hovi yesh li yisomim ligvos min haroa. The yisomim have a right to collect from the roa shusama socher shalom. Yam, so it's a shomachinom who gave it over to a Rashi's taking for granted that the Yisomah have a din of a Shomachinam. Let's assume that without getting into side issues. Yamdu Bailim, so the Bailim says, wait 1 second, we decided it's to our benefit that you represented us. Yamdu HaBailim V'Mokham Yisomah V'Govah. He says, everything depends what mehu. Have a Mafsid Yisomah Loha Yosef Shara B'Mami. That's something, then we go on to something. So Rashi says as follows, that what's happening here, there's a question. So what is the status? What is it? The Bailim, the original owner, which turns out to be the Safsara, says to the Yisomim, listen, you gave it to Shomer Socher, you are Shomer Chinams. Now it's to your benefit to be a Shomer Socher. So to give it over to Shomer Socher, therefore you represented me, because I'm saying it was a Mekach Tos, And that I, and you say it's Mekhtos, and therefore I collect. But wait a second, for him to collect, how does he collect? He collects because he says because he these Yisomim are representing him. So says Rashi. Okay, now in walks the Ramban. Ramban has a whole different approach. The Tomu Rabin, says the Ramban. Am I mehem in Safsu Lishovelito? Where's the Safsu coming to? Azom al Chavero, in your damn Ischayafti Loch moment, Meolum. The Kaimalon, Potter. Now, the Ramban brings in here something which is very important. I come up to you and I say, you owe me 10,000 shekels. I don't know. Halacha is, any odem neschayafti. I never saw you before. I don't know. I may never have seen you before. I don't know. I owe you. I don't know. I don't know you. Who are you? That's one halacha. But any of them, yes, I borrowed the 10,000 shekel. I'm not sure if I pay. So the halacha stated there is, in Oden is chayav tim potter, in Oden paraiti is chayav. He says, Otomu Rabin. Na, amai mehem and saf, surol di shovelito. How is the omelachav in Oden is chayav tiloch momo? And we say it's potter. He says, and he compares it to the Gemara. He says, there's a Gemara here on the Tzad Zion. So, says like this. Hashor Sapora. Let's turn to the Gemara Mishnah of Tzad Zion. Those of you in my share, we learned, this is where we're holding. Those of you not, you should have seen it back when you learned Membeis and Membeis. But if you haven't seen it, let's see it now. Hashor Sapora, Shor Chatzion, Vesor Chatzion. I said, listen, I'm borrowing you for the morning. In the afternoon, I'll pay you for the afternoon. Shola Hayom, I'm borrowing it today, and I'll pay you for tomorrow. There are two. Socher Achas and Shola Achas. There are two cows. One is some Socher, one is some Shola. Umesa. That Hamashalom, the Marshal says, Shula Mesa, when it died, it was you were a shoel, therefore you're chayav on the day, and whether the day you were, or the time you were, and the other says, I don't know. Chayav. So the Gemara says, why chayav? Monali biyot chalomei yodeya. It's so the Gemara says, no. Talking about a case, it's chamshin yodayin and chamshin loya. But the Gemara says, if I go up to you, and I say, You are a shomer. And you say, yes, of course I was a shomer. But I was a shomer. I was a shomer socher. And you say, no, you're a shomer. So I just say, well, listen. Or you say, I don't know whether I was a shomer or I was a socher. Say, no, then it's chayavti. So Tosis here says, what about a shvus hashomer? Shvus hashomer is one thing and one thing only. I agree I was a shomer. Now you don't trust me whether I watched it carefully. I wasn't a posheya. So I don't own it. I wasn't a shalach yet, and that's it. Here the question is, what was his status at the time? And the Ramban says, in the case of Bakr, what is it? He says, he doesn't know. What is it? So what is the issue here? Says the Ramban, okay, we don't know now if the Safsor was a Poshe or not a Poshe. Let's say the Safsor says, I'm not sure if I knew about it. So if the Safsor says, I'm not sure if I knew about it, he's Chayef. And he has to take a shul that he absolutely didn't know about it. Why should we chayev? And Rashi was afraid of it. I mean, there is Rashi before. Shachar Shemeso. What happened? After this cow died, it starved to death. Shokol Yasmi Zuse Mine. The Yisomim turned around to this Safsura and said, listen, it's a Mekach Tols, give us back our money. And they got their money back. So they're not out to lose. Who's out to lose? The Safsura's out to lose. Once the Safsura's out to lose, so he wants to get his money back from the Bakr. He wants to get his money back from the Bakr. So what happens? So he has to absolutely swear that he absolutely didn't know it was. If he was suffering, not. He says, the cave in Shikfar Mesa and his chayiv Hashom Elishalem Lyusomim. So it died. So the Shomer Socher had to pay the Yusomim. But they can't collect from both. That's Kain on a Moses Chorobrosher. They can't turn around to the Safsar and say, give us our money back, and turn around to the Bakr and says, give our money, and end up with double. That you can't have. So either they declare it's a Mekach Tos. If they declare it's a Mekach Tos, then they are a Shomer Rishon, who gave it over to a Shomer Sheni. And the Rashi says, oh, you claim it's a Mekach Tos, says the Safsar. And you got your money back. So you're a Shomer Rishon, gave it to a Shomer Sheni. Wait 1 second. When you gave it over to him, you represented me. You represented me, so I'm coming in as... So when you represented me, I really was the Mafkid, and he was the Shomer Socher for me. Shomer Socher for me. I want my money back. So maybe he knew. Ramban doesn't like this. Why not? Who knows? I'll give a different exposure, says the Ramban. Ramban is telling us a chiddush gadol, and here you have, for those of you in my share, you saw it, the others, you're going to get into it when you see, when you get a little later in Tashoah. It's not a loch of any odeim neschayavti, any odeim paraiti. Shekevin shloshama karoi, he didn't watch it right. V'harichuva shloshama ufana, avo bishutoin ala baidim. So what is it? Shem nami poshu. Ainu niftavakach, came in the Shema Katon alai. Then Sufik Shalahem Otsimide Vadai. He doesn't like it. Why? He says like this. What's the hal? And here you have a major machlokas. And I'll give you all sorts of examples where this machlokas is. What happens? Ainu yodea neschayavti, ainu yodea imparaiti. He says what happened. The Bakra was definitely a posheya. He did something that was machayev him to pay. No question. But maybe way before that, a few days before that, the Safsara knew about it and was a posheya and gave it off. So it turns out there's Pshias Hanizik. True. A Shomer is Chayev, but only if the Mafkid wasn't a Poshea. Those of you who learned the beginning of HaShoel know, how does the Ramban explain Mesa Machmas Belocha? The Ramban explains Mesa Machmas Belocha. I gave you, your shoal to my car. Okay. Now, this car is, it's an old car. You can't drive it above 40 miles an hour. If you drive it above 40 miles an hour, the engine will collapse. Okay. I didn't tell it to you. I said, hey, borrow my car for the day. So you go out on the highway. You're going very carefully within speed limits 55. Thing collapses. So So the halacha is meisa machmas halacha. What's the reason for meisa machmas halacha? Says the Ramban, pshias hanizik. The person who owned the car, his job was to tell you, don't drive this car over 40 miles an hour. If you drive the car over 40 miles an hour, the engine's going to collapse. He didn't tell it to you, so. So the owner of the car is a posheya. So, true shol chayiv and onsen. Well, what does the din of meisa machmas halacha tell you? That's true as long as the owner was not a posheya. You said what you want to drive. I'm going to drive from here to there. He's taking it out to the highway. You didn't tell me don't go over 40 miles an hour. Says the Ramban here. We don't know. What is any odeim nischayav to any odeim paraiti? If I borrowed, so I did something that's machayev me. If I pay back, I do something that parties me. I know I did something that machayev me. I don't know that I did something that parties me. So you stay chayev. That's how the Ramban understands it. Once Ramban understands it that way, he says, that's exactly. What does the Safsura have to prove? He knows the Bakra says, the Bakra definitely did something. Now the Bakra Tainas, what is he Taina? That the Safsura is a Poshea. You prove, and therefore, in order for the Bakra to collect, turn around and collect from the Safsara, he says, yes, you're a Poshea. He says, oh, he's a Poshea. On the other hand, so what happened? He said, Kevin Shoshoma Karoi, he says, Chiyuv also Shomer Bafanenu. We see the Shomer's Chayav. Avri Shutoen Al Habaylim. Shem Atzmo Nami Porsche. They also Bishlan Enu Nifta Bakach. Came in the Shema Kotoin Alay. The Ein Sofek Shalom Motsi Midei Vadai. And he says, and that's not compared to the Mishnah Daf Tzarei Zayin, where I don't know if I was ever a Shomer. Let's say, I said, you know, you agreed to watch it. I said, I don't know. I never agreed to watch it. You said, yeah, you agreed to watch it. I said, that's Shavuos HaShomer. It's not any, that's any odeim nischayavti. Not any odeim paraiti. This is a major, what the Ramban here in the Sugya of Hahu Bakra tells you, is a major, major chiddush. At least two, maybe three ways of learning Aloha v'inu yodem neschayavti, v'inu yodem paraiti. Way number one, the Ramban. There's another way. And Rash, and if you take a look, the Rashba in Gittin, the Fayin Chesem at Beis, he says that that's why the Rashba has to disagree with the Ramban. And it changed the whole way you understand Shomer Shemos L'Shomer. He says, once I'm chayiv until I know I'm potter. Halacha b'chazaka. What's halacha b'chazaka? Something exists. We assume it continues and takes until we don't. It doesn't exist. For instance, where did the Gemara learn it out from? Nige batim. A kohen goes into a house, and there's a neg on the bias. He sees the walls have changed. He's going to and he walks out of the house. And says his house is tumah. Mora says, how does he know when he walked out of the house? Maybe it disappeared. Mora says, no, he backed out of the house and he's standing at the door. No. Mora says, no, the pastor couldn't be talking about it. It means once he sees it there, he assumes it continues to exist until we know it doesn't exist. And this is the general halacha of chazaka. Once something is in a certain status, exists, we assume it continues until we know it changed. The halacha is as follows. That's how the Rashba and Rashi learn the halacha. That once I know I'm chayev, I assume the person's chayev until he can prove he's potter. So if I say, yes, I know I borrowed the money, but I'm not sure whether I pay back, you have to come in and say, I paid back. If you're not sure, you remain chayev until it's clear that you paid back. Okay, so then we have a problem. Rashi in Hahu Bakra could not have agreed with the Ramban. Why not? Very simply, as the Shach points out, Simnai and Hay. What does the Bakritz claim? That you knew about it at the very beginning. And therefore you were a poshe in the very beginning, and therefore my chiyuv never got started. According to the Rashman Rashi, it's not eino yodeim paraiti, it's eino yodeim neschayavti. I never knew I Bakritz says, who said I ever became chayav? What happens if the Dova HaPoter happened first? For instance, someone backed into my car. He may have caused me 1,000 shekel damage, he may not have, I don't know. So I go up to him and says, maybe you caused the damage to the car. He says, are you sure it wasn't there before? I don't know. So that's one case. Okay. A week later, there's a halva. I'm not sure whether he owes me money. He doesn't owe me money. So a week later, I go up to him and say, you know, maybe you can lend me 1,000 shekel. Okay. He comes to me, and I say, how long for a week? Comes to me a week later and says, listen, I say, yes, I definitely borrowed 1,000 shekel. But maybe you owed me 1,000 shekel from the car before. So he says, maybe yes and maybe no, but you definitely owe me 1,000 shekel. So, is that any yodeim as chayavti and yodeim paraiti? Very simple. According to Rashi, and according to the Rashba, what happened? We don't know when I borrowed that money. It could be I never owed it back to him, because he owed me anyway for banging into my car. Maybe, oh, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. Because, and maybe the two things cancel themselves out. So I don't know whether everything got started. According to Rashi and Rashba, there's no cheskes chiyuv. So I don't know if chiyuv ever got started. But wait a second. According to the Ramban, I definitely know I borrowed the money. I did a ma'isa mechayev. What I don't know is maybe the day before there was a Maisa HaPoter. It's a very wide-ranging machlokas between them. How to understand en yodeim neschayavti, en yodeim paraiti. Whether it depends on a Maisa Machayev or Cheskes Chiyuv. Could be it depends on other things too. But if you take a look in the Rashbin Gittin, that's the first one there. Talks about Cheskel. Once you're chayiv until you know you're paid. So therefore, the Rashban Rashi and the Rashban Rashi couldn't have learned how the Ramban comes on, and they had to change everything how they understood Shomer Shemos L'Shom. Now, this idea of any yodeim is chayiv, any yodeim paraiti. For those of you who are just beginning Hashoah, we have a very interesting Machlokas here in the sugya on Daf Tzadei Zayin Amud Beis. I know I'm a shomer. That I know. And it's not clear if I'm a shoel or a socher. And it died. Be onus. If I'm a shoel, I'm chayev. If I'm a socher, I'm potel. Or the Mekhi Yosef. In the beginning of goes to Lamach, 10th parak of Baba Kama, like this. I go up to you, and I say, I want to borrow your chamor, because I have a worker who has to take a load from place X to place Y. Okay. So fine. I give him the chamor. And halfway along the way, and he agreed that I'm having my worker take it from place X to place Y. So I did everything according to, everything is as we agreed. And the animal dies halfway through. And we don't know if it's Mesa Machmas Malacha or not Mesa Machmas Malacha. We don't know that. So is this any Yodam Neschayafti and Yodam Parait? Here we get into a major, major, major league machlokas. So there the Mukhei Yosef in the beginning of the 10th parak of Baba Kama quotes the Ra'oh. Ramban goes like this. And the Ramban makes a very important point here. Ramban says, what is the Chiyuv of a Shomer? I took it. I have to give it back to you. Now when I give it, now of course I have to give it back. Something may have happened in between that I'm Potter. Something may have happened in between that I'm Chayav. But I know I have to give it back to you. And I don't give it back to you, I have to explain why I can't give it back to you. And if I can't explain why I give it back to you, I have to pay. It's one possibility. Or no. I have to give it back to you if I have it. But I don't have to, I have to pay. Now, I don't know whether the Chiyuv Tashlum ever began or not. Says the Ramban, like this. There is a machlokas as follows. He says, the machlokas in the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Baba Kama. Shoel, from when is he chayev? Mishas Meshicha, Mishas Shur Meis. That means as follows. Case is talking, a man was a shoel of a parah. A cow or a shore or something. And he died. And something happened to the object. As of when was the Sheba Nechosim Chal? From the time he did the Meshicha? Therefore it's Chal on all of his property? Or Sheba Nechosim was Chal when something happened to the object? Sheba Nechosim was Chal when something happened to the object. So at this point, it belongs to the Yorshim. So, it's all a different story. Ramban says it's a very deep machlokas. Very important. Ramban, a major machlokas Rishon that follows all through Shomrim and all through Harshoel, Hamafkit, any time you deal with a Shomer. He says, Harshoel, a Shomer, is Chayiv Hashova. I took it, I have to give it back. I owe you back one of three things. The object, the money, or a shvu. The moment I take it, I owe it back. Now here, it's a very important machlokas rishona. I'm sure you all seen it. It's Tosin Baba Kama, Dafyur Aleph. It's a sugya here in Hashoel. Tosa says, a shomer has to give it back. If not, he's the insurance company has to pay. The chiyuv tashlum ba'alma. The chiyuv tashlum has nothing to do with the chiyuv hashomer. Nothing to do. That's the coin to the mando mashvur meis. That means I took it. Something happened to the object, I can't give it back. I can't give it back. The moment something happens to the object, the Chiyuv Tashlum kicks in. That's when I become Chayiv. And that's it. And that's what Shur Meis says. So according to Tosus, what happened? I'm a Shoel. My chiv is to give it back. Now, I don't know whether it's meisa machmas melocha or not meisa machmas melocha. If I don't know if it's meisa machmas melocha, I'm pot. Meisa shelo machmas melocha, I'm chayev. But according to Tosus, when did that chiv arise? That chiv arose when the animal died. If that chiv arose when the animal died, so I don't know why I ever became chayev. They know damn this chayavta. The Ra'ah, who says differently, says as follows. The ones who disagree said, no, you have a chiyuv hashava. The moment you took that object, you owe back one of three things. One of three things. Object, money, shvua. So your chiyuv tashlumah goes all the way back at the very beginning. Therefore, the moment you took this chamor, whatever you took, you said, if I don't give it back, I have to pay. But in the case, I'm not going to be bought. Says the Ramban, I have an in-between pshat. He says, when the object exists, he says, what's the machlokas between mishas mishicha, mishas shvura meis? When I have the object, I can't say I'll give you money. No, I have to give you the object. The Manda Omar, who says Mishas Meshicha, says, from the moment I take it, my chiyuv is object of money. And therefore, there's a Shiba in the Chosim that's Chal right away. And therefore, if I don't know it's Meis Machmas Locha, I'm going to put. However, the Manda Omar says Shua Meis. It says, as long as the object is existing, we're not talking about money. The moment I'm a posheya, or something happens to it, so then I owe you money, and it kicks in later on. Says the Ramban, and that is how I judge every case of shomer, what's any yodei mnischayavti, and yodei mparaiti. He has a whole different way. First of all, he has his way of looking how a shomer judges in it. So in the case of Bakra, we'll go back to Bakra. Case of Bakra, what happened? The moment the Bakra was Poshea, he says. So he has a chi of that point. Okay. He sets in motion a chi of Tashluma. Yeah. It may have been, so he did a Maisa Machayev. Ma'is Mechayev is as of when? As of the Shas Peshia. Ramban's. And therefore, did he previously do a Ma'is HaPote? Was there previously a Ma'is HaPote? We don't know. So that's how the Ramban's view of Bakra is a very, very simple view. That's based on his whole understanding of what Ein Yodem Neschayavti is Ein Yodem Parayti. And that the moment when I took the object, there's no chiyuv tashlum. That's not a ma'aseh mechayev. The moment I'm a posheya, or moment something happens, if something happens, then the chiyuv hashava was the chiyuv hashava. It's not just an insurance policy. It's something else. I owe you, my chiyuv hashava, I can make it one of two ways, object or a monetary substitute. It's all part of the chiyuv hashava. The moment of posheya, I said, wait a second. You set something in motion. So now your chiyuv hashava changes object to monetary substitute. So you did something to mechayev you money. The moment you did something to mechayev you money, so you did a ma'isa mechayev. On the other hand, did the person previously do a ma'isa apoter? That we don't know. That's why he has, if it's unknown, it's any damn pariety. That's why the safsar has to take a shua. Absolutely, I didn't know. That's the only way he becomes pot. If he can't take a shua that he absolutely didn't know, then the bakra is pays because they know day in pariety. Okay.